From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Ivory Gagne. A federal judge has ruled in favor of Missouri's new individual campaign donation limits, but other parts of the law were tossed out today and could lead to less transparency in election funding. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis explains.
About 70% of Missouri voters approved Amendment 2, which limits individual donations to statewide and legislative candidates to $2,600 apiece per election. Political parties are barred from collecting more than $25,000 from a single donor. Both of those provisions will stand. What won't are restrictions on money transfers between campaign committees, which could allow donors and candidates to skirt the limits. Missouri Republican Party Chairman Todd Graves is one of the lawyers challenging Amendment 2 on free speech grounds. He says the decision and the likely appeals could have national implications.
This is a case that could end up in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Supporters of donation limits say they keep a few rich donors from having an outsized influence. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri State Archive is helping preserve centuries of documents submerged in 8 feet of water during recent flooding. An archivist was alerted Monday that the Carter County Courthouse basement, where the county keeps its paper records, has filled with water. The archivist and a conservator followed the state agency's plan for such an emergency and soon had a refrigerated semi-trailer for the soggy, warped books and boxes. The documents are sitting in protected and chilled environment that's safe from mold, and the archive staff will assist in sorting and drying the various documents. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources has pledged to fund nearly 50 stream gauges used to monitor potential flooding along rivers. The Missouri Water Science Center in Rolla manages more than 270 real-time gauges, but 49 of them were scheduled for deactivation in July due to unspecified funding threats. Gauges cost less than $15,000 annually to operate. The U.S. Geological Survey partnered with the department to fund and operate the gauges, and the National Weather Service uses data from the water monitoring devices to predict floods like the ones that recently hit southern Missouri. DNR officials said the agency never planned to defund any stream gauges, even though budget cuts hit the department, and that they're working to find additional support.
Based on initial enrollment deposits, which were due Monday, university officials are estimating an incoming freshman class of about 4,000 students this coming school year, down from 4,780 students in 2016 and just over 6,000 in 2015. Freshman enrollment hasn't been as low as 4,000 students since 2001. Among these numbers, the university suggested a silver lining in the form of 94% retention of students this year from fall to spring term. Though he declined to say what this rate had been in the past, university spokesperson Christian Basie said it's cause for optimism.
94% retention is very high. It indicates to us that students who are studying here are having a good experience and continue to believe that Mizzou will help them achieve their career goals. And so we're very, very pleased with that number.
These enrollment decreases come during a trend of college enrollment drops across the country and after controversial demonstrations over what students described as systemic racism in fall of 2015. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.
Abby Ivory Gagne, KBIA News, Columbia.